This is Dr. Patadia dictating the consult on Linda Mason, last name M for Mary, A for Apple, S for Sam, O, N for Nancy. First name Linda, L for Larry, Y, N for Nancy, D for David, A for Apple. Today's date is April 28, 2022, period Niperakrav. She's a 75-year-old female patient who comes with a history of palpitation for last 1 year, but they have increased in last 1 to 2 months period. She has a history of atrial fibrillation, which was treated with radio frequency ablation. A for Apple, B for Boy, L for Larry, A for Apple, T for Tom, I for India, O, N for Nancy. 10 years ago at Hoag Hospital, H for House in capital letters, O, A for Apple, G, Hospital in Newport Beach, California. Newport Beach, N for Nancy, EW, P for Peter, O, R, T for Tom, Beach, California, period. Recently, she started noticing this symptom of palpitation, which she described as like a fluttering in the heart or quivering. Q, U, I for India, V for Victor, E for Europe, R, I for India, N for Nancy, G, period. This may last for few minutes and subside, but then it returns, period. There are, at times, it is accompanied by dizziness, period. She also has a history of dizziness, which on questioning further, she describes more like a balance problem. And she has a balance problem where sometime when she's walking, she will tend to go one or to other side, period. The dizziness which comes with a balance problem happens with the movement of the head, period. She denies having any chest pain, period. She says sometimes she feels chest tightness, particularly when she's anxious, period. Shortness of breath on walking one block, and her physical condition has deteriorated more than 50 to 75% over 1 year, but she is attributing this to her old age, period. She gives example that after doing grocery shopping, she feels exhausted, short of breath, and tired, where she would like to take rest on coming home, period. At the same time, she says she tries to keep herself doing various activity, period. No history of any syncope, period. No history of cough with expectoration or edema of feet, period. No history of bleeding tendency, period. And no history of any GI problem, G capital period, I for India capital period problem. New paragraph. The past history of low blood pressure, period, history of radio frequency ablation for atrial fibrillation 10 years ago, period. No history of diabetes, coma, cerebrovascular accident, coma, myocardial infarction or hypercholesterolemia, period. No history of rheumatic fever, coma, scarlet fever, coma, tuberculosis, coma, bronchial asthma, coma, kidney or liver problem, period. History of depression and also anxiety, period. New paragraph. The social history, she quit smoking in year 2000, period. Prior to that, she probably smoked 1/4 to half pack a day for 10 years and generally not completing the full cigarettes, CIG G-A-R-R-E-T for Tom, E-S, period. She does not take alcohol, period, and she does not take excessive amount of coffee, period, new paragraph. Allergy, none, period, new paragraph. Family history, father died at the age of 48 due to pneumonia, period. Mother died at the age of 64, but she was diagnosed to have Alzheimer's disease 10 years prior to her death. Alzheimer's, A for apple, L for Larry, Z for zebra, H for house, E for Europe, I for India, M for Mary, E for Europe, R, period. New paragraph. On exam, patient is alert, conscious, and cooperative, period, pupil equal, and react to the light, period, no pallor, sinuses, or clubbing, period, no JVP, edema, cough, tenderness, Oman sign, lymphadenopathy or thyroid enlargement, period. The peripheral pulses are well felt and equal, except both dorsalis pedis 2x4 and both posterior tibial 1x4, period. No carotid bruit, period, no obvious skin problem detected, period, new paragraph. The blood pressure in both superior extremity 140/140/70 millimeters of mercury, period. New paragraph, cardiovascular system exam, PMI in the left fifth intercostal space, within midclavicular line, normal in character, period. S1 and S2 are normal, period. There is an ejection systolic click and an ejection systolic murmur, 2x6 in the aortic area, period. The murmur has a peak, P for Peter, E for Europe, A for Apple, K for kite, B for mid-systole, period. No S3, comma, no S4, and no other significant heart murmur noted, period, new paragraph. Respiratory system exam, air entry sequel on both sides, period. There are no RALS or ronchi, period. New paragraph, elementary system exam, in the epigastric and umbilical area, abdominal aorta pulsations are palpable, period. No BRUI, B for boy, R, U, I for India, T for Tom, period. The abdominal aorta pulsation may be palpable because she is thin, T for Tom, H for house, I for India, N for Nancy, period. But she gives history that in the past someone told her that she has an abdominal bruit, B for boy, R, U, I for India, T for Tom, period, new paragraph. CNS, no gross focal neurological deficit noted, period. New paragraph, the other system, grossly within normal limit, period, new paragraph. EKG done today shows normal sinus rhythm, period, heart rate 65 beats per minute, period, and no significant abnormality noted, period. New paragraph, analysis in view of palpitation with dizziness, and past history of atrial fibrillation, which was treated with radiofrequency ablation, it was felt that Holter should be done to evaluate for any cardiac arrhythmias, period. New paragraph. The echocardiogram is requested to evaluate the shortness of breath with possibility of cardiomyopathy, plus her symptom of palpitation, coma, dizziness, and past history of atrial fibrillation. Period. New paragraph. In view of our dizziness, carotid duplex will be planned, and also abdominal aorta ultrasound will be planned. Period. Depending on the results of the workup, further management will be planned. Period. New paragraph. The patient was explained in detail the above workup, comma, the pros and cons of workup, and plans for management according to the finding, period. She understood various suggestions well and she agreed, period. She had no further questions, period. New paragraph. The initial impression, number one, recurrent palpitation with dizziness. Next line, number for last 1 year with recent increase in symptom, period. Next line, number two, progressive shortness of breath over last 1 year. Next line, number three, possible cardiomyopathy. Next line, number four, past history of radio frequency ablation for atrial fibrillation 10 years ago, period. Next line, number five, history of chest tightness when she's anxious. Next line, number six, history of depression and anxiety, period. New paragraph. Face-to-face, more than 70 minutes were spent in clinical evaluation, discussion of above symptom and the workup, including the reasoning for the workup, plus the management plan depending on the finding, which she understood well and had no further questions, period. The consult over, thank you. This is Dr. Patadia.